Welcome back. It is my joy to have back on the air the hardest working woman in radio, journalism, show business, whatever. Candace Jordan here to tell us what's coming up on the party, the benefit scene. She covers Chicago in a fashion that newspapers really no longer do, and radio doesn't do much. What? You like that or not?
I love that. Thank you, Rick. That is so sweet of you to say.
It's true.
Well, you know, and I take a lot of pride in my coverage, and I love that you're having me on. I'm so thrilled to be on your show. And, you know, there's always something going on in the city, so we've got lots to talk about at all times.
Well, and there's no question, Candace. I mean, there's no real... I suppose if you plowed through the – so if one plowed through the internet 10 hours a day to try to find stuff, you have a real sense of what's coming up, what's interesting. Print for lit.
Well, you know why that is.
Pardon? No, why is that? Because you're tireless. Because you don't sleep. You don't sleep.
No.
Right?
It's because I've attended all the bad events. So I can cherry pick the good ones just to bring to you.
But aren't you a bit sometimes stunned at what an active, and I don't think it is, you know, okay, everybody's going to know about NASCAR. Okay, everybody's going to know it's Lollapalooza weekend. But there's so many things going on out there by organizations that don't sometimes have the money to promote themselves. They don't have the wherewithal to promote themselves, and so they slip through the cracks of Chicago, and people, you know, I know you love Navy Pier, and I guess I kind of like Navy Pier too, but not everything that goes on in this town happens at Navy Pier.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Not at all. No, there's and you're so right about these smaller events and smaller nonprofits, that they don't have the budgets, and yet they are as much fun as any of the biggest multi-million dollar events, I mean, in my opinion. So it's just a shame.
In mine too, honey, mine too.
Yeah.
How was speaking of beach parties, how was the pause?
Oh, you were thinking of beach parties?
Yeah, I always think of beach parties.
I'm thinking of
beach parties. How was the pause beach party?
Well, you know, coincidentally, it was Thursday night, and it was their 21st annual beach party. And, well, you know how I feel about paws and animals.
I'm just
a nut about it. And they had like 300 people at offshore at Navy Pier. And, you know, offshore, have you ever been to that offshore at Navy Pier?
No.
Well, it's billed as the world's largest rooftop bar, and it is spectacular.
That's why I've never been there. I can't handle the world's largest bar. I've been tempted and I've been intrigued. Is it a nice place? Do you like it?
I love it. You know, I found the venue for Paws Chicago to host this party there. I mean, when they first opened, I went there to look at the space. And, you know, Paws had been having their events at that place on the beach that, I don't even know, it's shaped like a boat or whatever.
Thing at North Avenue. Yeah.
Yes, and I've never liked that venue. And so when this came open, I thought this would be perfect for Paws. And so this is like their second or third year that they've held it there. And they had like 300 people. It was beautiful, you know, the dogs are more than welcome, and they come dressed in, you know, I told you, little outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this year they honored the two people with their first community engagement award, and I'm so honored that I was one of the people. But the other person that won the award was Bill Jacobs, who's the owner of Peace Pizza in Wicker Park.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Are you aware of that?
Yes,
I am. He has done so much for the organization. At one point, he put a post up on eBay and said that, you know, see who the highest bidder would be to have Cheap Trick deliver the pizza to your door.
Really?
And he donated all the funds raised from that to Paws, but he really thinks outside the box for fundraising. And so he was the other Community Engagement Award winner, and it was a lovely evening. And you know who introduced me? Lisa Dent, your compadre.
Really?
On WGN Radio. Yeah, Lisa Dent. So she was one of the co-hosts.
Had you ever met her?
Oh, I love her. I've met her a million times. I knew her before she became on WGN Radio.
What was she doing then? Working at Paws? What was she doing? A dog walker?
No. She was always in radio. She was with another radio station. I don't I don't want to mention any other radio stations, but
go
yours.
Ahead.
So,
Who cares?
But she's a wonderful person, and she co-hosted with Jake Hamilton, who's the
he
reviews films for Fox 32. So, but it was a great night. It was I stayed too late. I had too much fun, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful.
Before you get the wrong impression, Candace isn't like pounding cocktails at these events, ladies and gentlemen. She's a working. She's not like a lot of other journalists I know. She's not like a lot of other journalists I know who will go anywhere where there's a free drink. Candace is working these events. She is working these events. Printer's Row is getting pretty lively, isn't it? Look at this.
Oh, wow. You know, for August and September, I mean, they're going to be like Festival Central.
Yeah, no kidding. You
know, and Amdur Productions is going to bring Printer's Row Art Fest there on August 10th to 11th. They've got 95 juried artists. They've got things for kids. They've got live music and a live art demo. Of course, it's for free. And then the following month, and this is something that you're very much part of, or always has been, the Printer's Row Lift Fest.
Yes.
I mean, you're always there interviewing people, and they're going to come back to Printer's Row on September 7th and 8th.
Let me ask you, Candace Jordan, is this the first Printer's Row Art Fest? Because I never heard of it before. Is this new?
You know, I think they had one last year, but I think this is one of the first, yes. And they just, you know, Amdur's got these fabulous art festivals now all over town, in the suburbs, everywhere. They're like blanketing the area with these art festivals. And they're all juried artists. They're fabulous artwork
there.
Really?
Wow.
And they have, you know, they have food trucks. They have always have things for kids. I went to the one that was in Millennium Park that they just had, and they had these giant big, where kids could blow bubbles through these big, huge loops. I mean, there was so much fun. There was something for everybody to do there.
Well, I never heard of this, but I'm glad they're doing it, because the more, the merrier. We got to take a short break, dear, and we'll be back in a couple minutes, and
I'll
talk about Henry Mancini. Ravinia's celebrating him because he's 100 years old, but he's not around.
Yeah.
That's right.
No.
We'll be back with Candace Jordan. Welcome back. I am on the telephone with the one and only Candace Jordan, who keeps tabs on virtually every event that goes on in Chicago. I just mentioned that Ravinia on August 4th is having something called Mancini at 100. Henry Mancini, I don't know how you feel about it, Candace, but he is, to my mind, underrated as a composer.
You know, that's funny you should say that, because when I got the invitation, I thought, well, what has Mancini done? I know the name. I can't. Well, he's done just everything. I mean, he's got four Oscars.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
20 Grammys. And he's a huge entertainer, or was, and so this is going to be an amazing event on Sunday, August 4th at Ravinia Festival. And, you know, you can buy, like, lawn seats for only $17.
Wow.
And then the gala will be that night as well. But, I mean, you could get, you know, very inexpensive tickets for this, I'm sure, once-in-a-lifetime event. And you know, one of the vocalists who it's going to be? It's going to be your friend Karen Mason.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah,
that's good.
She's going to perform with Jesse Mueller and Norm Lewis.
Wow.
So it's going to be terrific. And, you know, proceeds from this gala and this event benefits their Reach, Teach, Play program, which they take music out into underserved neighborhoods. And it's all around going to be fabulous. And I can't wait to see it.
That's great. Your enthusiasm is infectious, I must tell you. Because everything, even things, the Mancini thing I might like to see, but other things you talk about and I think, see them. And Candace sends me a wonderful list before she comes on every other week with a very thorough kind of listing of things coming up. And some I'll look at and go, I would go to that. And then I talk to you about it, and I want to go to it. That's your level of enthusiasm. Talk to me about this. There's one we'll talk about a couple other things too, but very intriguing on your list was Will Ferrell is having something called the Ultimate DJ House Party on October 26. What in God's name is that?
Well, you know, this is the first time he's done this, and he's doing it for a friend of his to benefit a Cancer for College. It's a nonprofit founded by one of Will's college friends.
Uh-huh.
And so Beth Heller, who you know well, is in charge of the PR for him, and you know she will blow it out of the ballpark.
Yep.
It's going to be held at the Wintrust Arena, and he's going to curate it along with Grammy Award winner and Chicagoan DJ White Shadow. Have you ever heard of DJ White Shadow?
I certainly have not. I remember, well, here, you talk to me, I remember the old TV series, White Shadow, with Ken Howard, and Lander's daughter's previous husband. So I can tie, yes. Everything ties together, Candace, when you've been around as long as I have. Are you looking forward to that, or what do you...
Well, you know, there's going to be 10,000 people at Wintrust Arena, and those kind of things, you know, I mean, I love Will Ferrell, first of all. You know, he's an incredible comedian.
Yeah, who doesn't?
And I think I'm sure he's going to pack the arena, and, you know, they're going to have a whole slew of celebrities and, you know, celebrity DJs, and, I mean, it's all for a wonderful cause, and tickets start at only $100. So, you know, I think it'll be a fun event. Maybe I'm not from my age bracket, but I bet you there'll be every age group that'll be there. So
you are ageless. Dear, you are absolutely ageous. All right, I'm going to ask you, what is, now I know I have heard of it, I have never participated or visited it, Chicago Gourmet is like one of the hottest tickets around because
it's for foodies, but it's also for fun lovers because this year's theme is going to be fashion plated, and the event will be held mostly at the Harris Theater rooftop, September 21st through the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're going to have the usual favorites. They have a hamburger hop where they judge the best hamburgers, and then they've got tacos and tequila another night that's hosted by Chef Rick Bayless. And this year, they're going to be doing something that's completely different. They're going to have a pickleball tournament between the chefs. Chef Art
Good
Smith
Lord.
Is one of them participating.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be hosted by Food Network's Chef Morrow. And, I mean, it's going to be fun. They're also going to do a House of Gourmet Italian dinner at the History Museum. Those are two brand-new events for Chicago Gourmet. But, I mean, tickets range from, like, $75 to $2,000.
Yes, so this is very intriguing to me that you do have a ticket from $75 to $1,999. What in God's name, Candace Jordan, does one get for $1,999?
Well, you get the VIP experience, of course, and I'm sure that includes, you know, they have an event that is called the Fest's Most Luxurious VIP-Style Party, and it's going to be hosted by Chef Paul Kahan, and it's called the Grand Cru. And so that's kind of a fancy event. You know, they'll be tasting, obviously, the finest champagnes and, you know, caviar offerings. And so I have a feeling that a large part of that particular amount will go towards that event. So, I mean, there's something for everybody. You can have tacos for $75, or you can have champagne for $2,000.
Well, or do both. Or do both. $2,075 gets you tacos and champagne. Here's a good one, Candace, I'd love for you to talk about a little.
Yeah.
The Garfield Park head beekeeper and urban roots.
You know what? I've always been interested in beekeeping. And so I read this little thing somewhere that they're going to have a, you know, you can learn beekeeping with the head beekeeper of the Garfield Park Conservatory. And they're going to have two sessions, one's on August 4th and one's on September 8th. And, you know, you learn all the basics about beekeeping, hive design, construction, bee behavior. And it's just something that was quirky and different. And I thought, wow, I've always been curious. And now you have a class for it. Who knew?
Well, see, I also think this is great because the Garfield Park Conservatory is one of the treasures of Chicago, but it's not a place, you know, you don't hear people, you know, sitting outdoors at Gibson saying, come on, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's go to the Garfield Park Conservatory and see the bees.
Class,
But it really is one of Chicago's treasures. I know you know that because you've been out there.
Oh, I love it. I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the city. And I go to any event I can go to there, I say yes to.
No question. And I think that's one of the other things, Candace, about the things you cover, that it does, in its way, there are people who are listening now who don't know and have never been to Printer's Row, that amazing,
for sure,
relatively small slice of Chicago that is just filled with fascinating buildings and some interesting, you know, stores,
restaurants.
It used
to be the printing hub of the Midwest, it was called.
I see, one of the things about what you do is in your way, you are giving, you're acting as a tour guide to the city you love. By highlighting these, you know, look, you just talked about in the time you've been on, you talked about the world's biggest bar, which is on top of Navy Pier. you've talked about Amder Productions, which I never heard of. Printer's Row Lit Fest. this Day on the Terrace? What is this?
Well, that's, you know, it's one of the oldest women's charities in Chicago. It's called the Service Club of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were founded in 1890, and they have an annual service lunch and fashion show at the Peninsula. And it's going to be this year on Monday, August 5th. And they raise funds for their grant program. And so they'll raise monies to provide grants to other non-worthy nonprofits. And it's a fun day of fashion. It features all the retailers on Michigan Avenue and some of Chicago's top designers. And it's a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful luncheon for a great cause, and I love it.
Do you stroll the runway at that thing?
Sometimes I do. Yes, yeah. I'm on the runway. Yeah.
Of course. See, that's the only thing. Candace Jordan knows all about, she doesn't know about all of these things. She is in many ways a participant in them, and that vouches for their fun. It vouches for their do-gooding. You don't mind. You like to be part of this stuff, don't you?
Well, you know why I like to be part of it? Because it gives me an inside look at how everything operates. And it gives me a better feeling on how to describe it and how to write about it and how to talk about it to you. I mean, if I, you know, a lot of, even when I had my Tribune column, they had to put a disclaimer on it because it said Candace is involved in a lot of the organizations that she covers.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's how you get the right information. I mean, you know, somebody, an outsider looking in, is not going to have the kind of information that I'm going to have.
I could not agree more. That's what you bring, sort of the insider's view, and I think that is terribly, terribly valuable. You seem to, and you do, like most of these things because you have gotten, I think, to know the people involved. And I think you would if you were displeased with the way something was being run or the way in which money was being distributed, you would not even mention these things.
No, I couldn't be a part of it. And that's why the stuff that I talk about has all been, you know, in my opinion, vetted by me.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because you are as knowledgeable as anybody out there about these many things.
Thank you, Rick.
And you travel with...
I've got one more thing I have to mention. I know that we don't have a lot of time left, but I
please
do not want to go without talking about the music of the Baroque.
Okay.
Have you ever been to one of their performances?
Yes, I have. That's kind
don't
of
you
up
love
my
them?
Alley. Oh, my God, it's great. Just great.
And for the first time in the history of Chicago, they are going to present a performance on the Chicago River, and it's going to be the Chicago water music, and they're going to take us back to like the 18th century when King George I, he commissioned Handel to write Handel's water music so he could cruise down the Thames with this music playing, and this they're going to replicate that on the Chicago River.
Fantastic. What did you think? I need your opinion as a critic. What did you think of the opening ceremonies of the Olympics?
I thought they were fabulous.
Yeah.
I read all the critiques of it, and I understand some people were, you know, not as happy as others. But, you know, seeing the City of Light lit up like that, and seeing, first of all, Celine Dion sing for the first time since her illness, and, you know, and hearing the Notre Dame bells chime for the first time since the fire. I mean, you cannot not be moved by all of that.
I know your favorite city on this planet is Chicago, but Paris has got to be close, isn't it?
Oh, we had our honeymoon there, of course.
You and Chuck?
Yes. Yes. No.
Well, you know, you and Hef. Yeah, you and Hef. You had a fake honeymoon. When Candace was a bunny, she went on a fake honeymoon with Hefner. Chuck, if you go to any of these events and find Candace, you will also find her incredible husband, Chuck.
I couldn't do without him. You're absolutely right.
No kidding. No
mm-hmm.
kidding.
Yep.
Kate's the same
35
way.
35 years, you know, we just celebrated.
I know. Very nice pictures. Very nice pictures.
Thank you.
Please go to CandidCandace.com, which will lead you to her podcast, which will lead you to all she does. Or you can tune in 2 weeks from today, and she'll be back on the show.
Yay! Thank you for having me on, Rick.
Anytime,
I love it. Sweetie. I love sharing all the fun.
I miss seeing you, but take care. Give Chuck a hug.
You too.
Take care.